Lost Flam, Lost Glass by Yocto on record Zepta Supernova. Check out the whole thing, it's great. It's Speak Up here on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. I'm Jesse. Probably said that. I wanted today to play for you a particular Studio 6 session. And that's because it feature the band Featured, who recorded this Studio 6 live session all the way back in 2019, back in the old CJSF, pre-pandemic, who at that point were had not even put out their first record, I don't think, or were just about to, and gave a raucous performance that featured handstands and all sorts of acrobatics. Necking is the band in question, and they featured on an episode of the second season of Yellow Jackets, which is a program on Showtime, I believe, about a girls' soccer team that had a plane crash in the mountains and then resorts to shamanism and cannibalism and all sorts of other weird stuff. It's fun. I'm enjoying it, and I just watched the episode last night where Necking are performing in a bowling alley that is very clearly Grandview Lanes. This program also shot here in the Vancouver area, so I like it for that reason. Well, I like it for lots of reasons, but that helps for sure. And it made me want to play the song that they performed, Big Mouth, but then I figured, why not just play the whole Studio 6 live session? So I'm going to do that. There's some interview. There's a lot of sort of angry punk music, so enjoy. And if you want to see the whole thing with video, you can go to CJSF's YouTube page and check it out, or go to cjsf.ca/studio6. But without further ado, here we go. Necking, Studio 6.
Yeah. Sick. All right. Woo, finally. Okay. Hey, everyone.
Hi.
So this is CJSF Studio 6 live session, and we have Necking in studio today. So go ahead and take it away.
Tell all your friends you've got me.
thanks for being here.
Hey!
I am particularly very excited to have a louder band, a punk band, in the studio. We had Electronic, we've had Only a Visitor, which is like more indie, and we start with Quinn Pickering, who's played acoustic guitar and some muted drums, so it's really exciting to have like a truly amplified band in here. So, but anyway, so who are you?
That's a question.
We're necking.
That's a loaded question.
Yeah. We're a band.
We're necking.
And so you just recently some big news happened. I'm gonna try to like bring it out of you. So like you had some big news that you just announced pretty much.
Yeah, sort of. I mean,
We weren't very good at keeping it a secret.
Yeah. I mean, we did an Instagram Live
signing.
Yeah.
To Men's Records.
Yeah. So the Instagram Live that. So the dozen people who tuned in knew.
Hey, I was one of those dozen people.
Were you really?
I think 10 minutes.
Okay, 10 minutes is pretty good. It went on for hours. It felt that way. But we just recently announced that the Mint is putting out our first LP.
Cool.
Called Cut Your Teeth.
And you had Megan involved in some aspect of this?
Megan Magdalena took our album photos.
Yep. Cool. That's it.
Yeah.
How did that come about? Like, you have been a part of the Vancouver music scene and punk scene for a while, and I feel like you've brought in your Sentiment Records, you had Megan Magdalena take photos. Like, how have you, like, what are your comments on the Vancouver scene?
I mean, you got scooped up into it so fast, it seemed like, as soon as you became... Oh, sorry, I thought everyone...
No, I can only hear what's in the microphones.
Oh, no. Oh, okay.
Yep.
I shouldn't have told us that. What happens when we all talk?
We can pick it up on there.
Oh, hello.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but we'll get a better sound of you.
Okay, got it. Yeah. It seemed like as soon as we started a band, everyone was like, please open our show. It's been kind of the same bill, different variations of the same bill. Don't you notice it's the kind of a thing that happens now, all the bands that we play with now that we love, like, there's a new band, everyone's, like, really excited about them, like...
Yeah, it's just...
Put some on,
yeah, you get supportive. Yeah, we're we owe basically everything to folks who have been so supportive of us. Yeah.
Generous is a good word.
Generous
and...
Took pity.
Definitely took pity. They were like, oh my god.
Poor girl.
We had just like one very bad demo out.
They're
bad, demos. Not bad, but it was the Music Waste demo that we recorded in like 3 hours at Suna Studios.
Oh yeah.
Using GarageBand. And that was all we had, and it was not impressive. But people were really just taking chances on us.
Yeah.
And I think we did an okay job putting on like a live show, and then.
Hey, that's the dream, I think. I mean, you went from like a demo and then meditation tape, and now you're signed to Mint Records. So hey,
yeah, it's crazy.
Congratulations on that.
What's the catch there?
Yeah,
it's gotta be
right. It always
we're
feels
gonna
like
die this. Very young.
Yeah, we sold our souls. Time's up to Randy. Randy owns our soul. He's gonna take
good care
of
my soul. That's fine.
Yeah, I feel like he would take good care of your souls.
Yeah.
Cool. If you wanna, what were the two songs that you just played?
The first one was Big Mouth, and that's the first single off our LP. It came out 2 days ago.
Yeah.
And then Daddy Issues. Daddy Issues is off Meditation Tape.
Cool. Yeah, it's the second song we ever wrote.
It is the second song we ever wrote.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
Cool. Take it away into your next two songs?
Which is
Boss and then Go Getter.
Okay.
Years older than me. Power dynamic, better complacency. The man.
Why cut your teeth?
It's cut your teeth because, have you heard the saying cut your teeth before?
Yeah, I have. I mean, there might be people who haven't.
So when,
this was your idea, right?
It was mine.
I had never heard the phrase before.
Yeah. Well, the term cut your teeth is like the process of like learning something. You like
your
cut
first
your
experience.
Teeth. Your first experience. Yes. So for example, you know, the first show we ever played was Music Ways. We like cut our teeth at Music Ways.
Right.
Like learning something new. And thematically, all the songs are really about just like being a shithead and ruining your life and then starting over and learning how to be a human again.
And also it's our first album.
And it's our first album, so it's a double entendre, if you will.
And also it sounds hard.
Yeah. There's that.
Cool. Yeah. How was the writing process for it all? Like, did it kind of just happen? Was it as organic as it all sounds?
The oldest song on the album. I mean, we also didn't know that we would be doing an album for a while. We thought about putting out another EP. The oldest song on the album is probably a year and a half old at this point.
Yeah, youngest song is like maybe youngest song we finished like a couple days before getting in the studio.
Yeah. So really, we finished the last few songs. We finished out of necessity because we had booked studio time and we're like, oh, I guess.
Yeah, we put that deposit down and then it was like, we better show up with...
Talking to the mic.
Sorry. I can't... we put a deposit down and we were like, we need to actually have some material to go in here with or else we're going to be pretty boned, but...
Who did you record with?
Jesse Gander.
Yes.
Amazing experience.
He's so wonderful to work with.
Oh, it was our first time ever in a real studio, and he made it so nice and comfortable and not terrifying like we thought it would be.
Oh my gosh, we all have our first real studio experience to be with Jesse Gander, I think.
We felt very fortunate.
Yeah.
How long did it take you to record it with them there?
3 days.
3 days. Cool. Sick. All right. We had a question that came up, which was it was given to me by other people that are helping us run this thing right now. So they want to know what's in the bag. Does that mean anything?
What's in the bag?
What's in your bag?
Or everything.
Instagram story?
If you want to grab my bag right now, there's I think there's a hairbrush. That's normal.
I think this is what we're talking about, but we're, when we practice, we spend the first 30 minutes practicing, and then we spend about an hour doing
fucking around.
Yeah. It's so fucked. I'm surprised we finished anything.
This is why
I'm surprised we still have Instagram followers.
I know, and so we did a What's in My Bag series. And
that was only just because I don't know if I was trying to get something out of Mel's bag.
You were trying to.
I was like, this is fucked up. You have so much shit in here.
You never know.
I can't believe
what you might need.
How much things you can read.
Actually, that brings up an interesting thing. I may be remembering this wrong, but it seems that your Instagram followers, you're wondering how you kept them, but I feel like your Instagram followership has, doubled in size lately. I remember,
maybe.
Yeah.
It's gone up maybe, I don't know. We don't pay attention. I don't care about that kind of thing.
Do you remember when we were, all sitting around when it was at $9.99.
Yeah, and we're like,
today's the day, bitches. We're getting one more fall.
And then it happened, and we're all like group messaging, like.
I think I was like messaging my cousins.
You know, what happened actually is we had like a modest, maybe like, I don't know what the number was, but we had a modest amount, and then we played Kingfisher Blues Christmas Party, which with Peach Pit.
Oh yeah,
and all the teams.
It was probably the worst show we've ever played.
It was the worst show we've ever played in our lives. It's so embarrassing, but the young people liked it.
I don't like thinking about it.
It's humiliating. It was so bad that we went out the back door. We just went out the back door and the car was parked near like the front entrance. We're like, I don't give a shit. I'm walking around the
entire parking lot so that we could avoid the group of people standing out front.
It was so bad that the band after us, we were like, hi guys, that was pretty bad. And they were like, and we're like, okay.
and then what they said to me was, well, I mean, that's your kind of music, right?
It's like your style. It's like being bad.
Oh.
Like, your style lends itself well, too.
But the point is, really the young people thought that Disaster was, like, entertaining or something, and we got a bunch of followers, and, like, really weird messages. Like, I'm young, but I don't understand that slang anymore. Remember we got one and we were spending so long trying to translate it? It was like, what up, you babes? Missed you at the...
I remember, but it went weirder,
and then we were like, I hope this is nice.
I'm trying to picture like a younger crowd.
Like braces type.
Oh wow, okay.
Like there was no alcohol there.
Yeah.
Oh, and all
which was... Why?
There was alcohol here.
But there was no alcohol there.
Well, I feel like, I don't know, I think we're kind of harsh as musicians on ourselves on the way that we even, like, I mean, everyone's had bad shows. I'm certain that was terrible. I'm not even gonna pretend like it you probably had a terrible show, but most people are like, that was cool and energetic, and generally we can, I think that's like, in punk and rock, people just get it, like, we can get away with it a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Musicians are people too.
Yeah, we have bad days.
We make mistakes. Everyone makes mistakes.
Yeah.
So what's the next songs? What?
We only got two left.
Two left?
Rover?
The next one's called Rover. Mm-hmm. This is the oldest song on the record.
Yeah.
The new record. We wrote it like a year and a half ago.
Cool. Excellent. Take it away.
I'm a dog calling home, crawling back and be alone. I'm a dog calling home, crawling back and be alone. I'm a dog calling home, crawling back and be alone. I'm a dog calling home, crawling back and be alone. Stuck in the doghouse, tied to a short leash. Thank you.
moving on to the last song, just because it is your last song. Are there any plans or anything that you want to say about what's going on with you that you would like to say now, in this moment?
Well, we have a record coming out.
What day?
July the 5th.
July the 5th.
Right now, our single Big Mouth is out.
Yeah, on Exclaim, right?
It's on Exclaim. Okay. Exclaim released it, but it's on Spotify.
Cool.
And it's on our Bandcamp.
There will be a couple more coming out before the record as well.
Cool.
And we're touring in July.
Yeah.
Cool. Where are you going to?
We're doing West Coast, U.S. Some island shows as well. We're not really going east. That is for later this year.
Yes. East is hard, too.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Are you doing the tour with anybody so far, or is it just all on your lonesome?
So, we're going to play the first few shows with our friend Emily Toyota.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
That is awesome. All right. Well, thank you for doing this, for waiting, and watching us put a bunch of cables around you. And this is your last song. What is it called?
Habbo Hotel.
Oh, wow. What?
Habbo Hotel.
That's amazing. I spent way too much
time. I'm glad you know what it is.
Oh, yes.
So can we ask you a question right
here? Okay, yeah.
You have to be honest.
I'll try.
Because we're very honest in this. Have you ever had cyber sex on Habbo Hotel?
Yeah, probably. Okay. Yes. Okay. That was a long time ago.
I know, it's a long time ago. Ricky.
This one's for you. It goes out to you.
Out on Mint Records, and thank you for ruining my reputation. And also playing.
We've all done it. We probably did it at one point.
Oh my god.
And playing today. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Yay! And that's it.
A very early
Sorry, Ricky.
Studio 6 performance featuring Necking here.